Well, vendors start setting up at 7:30. Parade lineup is at 9. Our parade kicks off at 10.
Okay.
Of course, we'll have everything down at the Wolf House that Marlin's doing, and then we have everything around City Hall Circle. We have vendors that include funnel cakes, crawfish, crafts, arts, face painting. It looks as though we have about 33 booths rented, so we've got 33 vendors that's going to be around there. Our grand marshal for the parade this year is Leon Alexander.
He's a longtime resident here of Baxter County, isn't he?
Yes, he is, and he was a justice of the peace. He's done a lot for our community in Norfolk. He's just a great friend to have with the community. We'll have antique cars. We've got the Mountain Home Cruisers, among other cars, and car clubs are going to join in.
Now, at 3 o'clock, you're going to have to fill me in a little bit about this, because I've heard about the famous rubber duck race, but
yes,
I've never experienced it. So explain it to our listeners.
Okay, so we sell ducks, rubber ducks, and you can buy them individually. You can buy a family of ducks. They go over the shed bridge at 3 o'clock, and we have boats out there in the water waiting for them to come down the river. The first several ducks are the winners. And we have about 6 or 7 prizes lined up for the winners of the duck race. Pretty excited.
I bet the kids love it, huh?
Yes,
so you just toss it off the bridge and watch it go down the river?
We have a big tote of ducks that are sold that just go over the bridge, and they float down, and it's, you know, and everybody stops to look because they see this massive yellow going down the river.
Besides the duck race, you also have a special musician coming in.
Yes, David Dunn, and we're very excited about that. He is going to be playing at the Pavilion from 11 to 2 there around City Hall Circle. He has quite a following, and we're very proud to have him this year.
I know parking is a little tight in Norfolk.
It is.
So do you have any recommendations for people, the best places to go or kind of best protocol for parking?
Wherever you can find a spot.
So you be prepared. You may have to park a few blocks away from the activities.
Yes, you may have to park and walk, which Norfolk's not that big, so it's not an issue. You know, usually everyone finds a spot.
And be courteous of all the people that are residents there. Don't be blocking any driveways.
Absolutely. Yep. Please do not block driveways. Please be careful of those walking.
There's going to be some activities also for kids and youth, right? I want to make sure we mention that.
Yes, we have our Norfolk Area Youth Center, and they will be having their normal Pioneer Day activities, and it starts about the same time everything else starts. Jimmy and Rita Light really put a lot of work into that, and we appreciate the board on the Youth Center and very happy to have them and the things they contribute to the community.